Okay, so I would just like to say one of the best pieces of advice I got was smile every chance you get. Not because life has been easy or because it's perfect or because it's exactly as you anticipated, but because you choose to be happy and grateful for all the good things you do have and all the problems you know you don't have. And smiling is good for you. It can improve your mood. Weirdly enough, it's not always a good mood that leads to a smile. Smiling can trick your brain. Our brains can be fooled so easily. It can lower your blood pressure, boost your self-confidence. Try smiling at yourself in the mirror. It's the funniest thing
it
to
really
do.
Is.
We've talked about saying good things to ourselves in the mirror before, but also smile at yourself. Because a lot of times if I'm looking in the mirror, I might be being a little critical, nitpicking my appearance, not really smiling at myself, but smile at yourself. It is good for you. Lower your heart rate, blood pressure, especially after laughter. That's great for you, but you don't have to force yourself to laugh, but do try to get yourself to smile because it's good for you. It could just turn your mood around. You never know. It absolutely could, but be happy and grateful. This is what we choose to do. We choose to be happy and grateful for the things we do have, counting our blessings and not the things we don't have. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Yes. Count your blessings.
Be thankful for what you've been given.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Exactly. Love it. Minute Motivation, Miss Josie, every weekday around 8:45. Tell everybody about it. And don't forget our podcast too on our app. Once you haven't downloaded the app, do it right now. WHR Star 99.1 and more details at MyStar99.1.com.